Hey, it's Robbie Amell. I play Firestorm, and you're listening to the Geek Pride Podcast.
All right. Hi, everybody. Matt Geary for the Geek Pride Cast on another Thursday Eve. Seems to be a bit of a thing now on Thursdays. I guess we kind of like having John Joe with us. Maybe that's what it
yes.
is. That's what it is. Right, so we have three geeks with us tonight, and some female representation for once.
I'm not your token female, man.
You're not the token female. But we used to have our lady friend, Julietta, but she's vanished. Doesn't want to play with us anymore for some reason. She assures us she'll be back. But, yeah, we'll see. But anyways, we'll do some introductions. Podcast regular and quiz master, John Joe Cosgrove.
Good evening, everyone.
Welsh King of the Nerds, Josh Varney.
With her.
And new girl, Laura Benson.
Hi, guys.
Ah, Laura. So, tell us about yourself. You're new to Geek Pride. You're new to the podcast. Who are you? What are you doing here?
Australian, came over to live in UK about 5 years ago.
Ooh.
Basically nerd my entire life, grew up in a comic book store, met Josh a couple of conventions back. He introduced me to Geek Pride. Yeah, I know, right?
Fuck you, dude.
He's just still there.
Yeah. So whereabouts in Oz are you from?
Queensland. You know, this current temperature, this is what it's like in Queensland, like, all the time.
Oh, wow. I bet you had a massive shock when you came over to the UK and it was, like, just raining constantly.
It was great.
Are you London-based, or whereabouts are you...
No. I am so north.
Oh, you're north. Where's
so
north? North of the wall,
like,
north?
Yorkshire Dales.
Ah, right, okay. Up Yick, eh? Right, okay.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's sort of, that's this sort of like Winterfell sort of area, pretty much.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if any day now some White Walkers came over. I mean, Jesus Christ. It is a unique group of people up here.
Well, the Northerners are very unique.
Yeah.
Try living near valleys and you'll soon see a fucking unique experience of people down here.
So
I still can't understand half the accents.
So family? Did you come across from family? Or was it just hey, I want to get out of this heat and go somewhere cold?
Literally that.
Really?
I've got a UK passport. So I was kind of like, why am I still here? There's not a lot of stuff in Australia I enjoyed. Like, the geek culture's quite small. The convention circuit's almost non-existent.
They have spiders.
And it's hot as balls. And everything's trying to kill you. So I was like, why don't I just try another fucking country? And honestly, for all the whining, I actually love it here.
I've got to say, that is always my favourite Australian expression, hot as balls.
We've got some good ones.
Although I forget that it's not common knowledge here until I say it, and someone's like, "I don't what?" And I'm like, "Nah, she'll be apples. It's fine." What?
Do you know? Obviously, from such programs as Home and Away and Neighbours, do you use the phrase "spunky" or "they're a spunk"?
No. And if I was in front of you right now, I'd bitch slap you for that. Don't.
Well, I've been lied to all my life.
Next, well, you'll be asking me to throw another shrimp on the Barbie.
Has that ever been used? Have you ever used that phrase?
Not in Australia, but since I've been here, people ask me for it all the time.
Well, it's like me. When I first moved to Manchester, my accent was a bit of a an exotic sort of thing. So it was just like, say pound, say nye, say kai. And I'm just like, all right, okay. Rather
say tree.
Hi, nye, Brian Kai. And then I realized it was like, you know, back home, you know, I'm all right. I'm a seven. Back home, I'd say I'm a seven. A 7 out of 10. Over here, I'm an 8. I get a bonus point for having the accent. And it's amazing because I'm just like, wow, the accent works. Thing is, it's like you've lost superpowers. So if you go home, so I'm back in Northern Ireland. Obviously, when I was single, got a girlfriend now, so I wouldn't do such things. But if I was back home in Northern Ireland, I was single, I lose my superpowers. So I'd be like trying to use the accent. And they're like, what are you doing? We all speak like this. And I'd be like, oh.
We see, my accent's not your typical Australian accent. Like, I can almost guarantee you people are going to be like, no, she sounds American. Because I get that all the time. So, like, even in Australia, I got that. So no matter where I go, I don't sound local. They're always, like, people I grew up with were like, so how long have you been in Australia? We went to first grade together, dickhead. We know this.
Local shop for local people. Yes. Right. So... what has everybody been up to then since last week? Well, obviously, since I talked to you chaps, but it's the first time I've talked to Laura. But what have you been up to?
I've been keeping an eye on some TV news, especially today. The first trailer for Disenchantment, the Netflix animated series from Matt Groening, is actually looking quite fun.
Enchantment?
It looks Disenchantment, which is I still think that's like a Disney thing, but it's not. It looks fun. It looks it's only like a 30-second trailer that's come out for it, but it's quite humorous. It's the 17th of August that's coming out, and in the last couple of hours, we've also had announced a Halo TV series coming to Showtime.
Yes.
Oh,
you said the bad words.
Ears hurt then.
Yes.
Cool.
Now,
if that's not the opening theme, I will be upset.
Yeah, it better be. There better be Master Chief all over that shit. It better not be some sort of ODST knockoff or something like that. You know,
they were going to make a film, weren't they? Years ago, there was going to be Neil Blomkamp, who made some of my favourite sci-fi films. I quite like Chappie, but District 9, one of the best films I've ever seen in my life. He was originally going to do Halo. But the reason they didn't make it was because, one thing, the budget was going to be over $200 million, and they only wanted to do $100 million. And also, he wrote the script where Master Chief would have been a supporting character instead of a main character.
Fuck that shit. That's what I say. Fuck that shit. No way, Jose.
But then again, in a game, obviously, you are Master Chief. You are creating that story. You're crafting that story. Whereas in a film, you're watching a guy in a suit. You can't see his face, so basically you just go by his dull monotone voice. Unless you get someone, do you know what? I want Andre Brower from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I want him to voice Master Chief.
What?
I want him to voice everything.
It is awesome. Andre Brower.
Couldn't you do it like a bit of an Iron Man style thing where we can see inside the helmet?
Nobody knows what John looks like, though. That's the thing is. It's the whole point of it. You don't know what he looks like because he could be you. The whole thing is sort of nobody knows his identity. But
I'm guessing
but they really scarred. They kind of want to put like a big actor to it in order to, you know, draw in those big bucks.
This is Showtime, though. They do some big shows, but they're not like HBO. They don't always get the A-listers, so... I don't know. I reckon they will get someone quite prominent, but that'll probably be they'll have someone in the suit, some unnamed actor, and then they'll get someone to do dub over the voice.
Yeah, well, like Daniel Cadman for Forward Under Dawn.
Yes, yeah.
Pretty much.
Forward Under Dawn was pretty good, to be honest. Quite liked that. It was all right. There was another one which was on Halo Waypoint, which was filmed in Northern Ireland, actually. I can't remember what it was called, and it had the chap from Last of the Mohicans in it, and he's in
Daniel Day-Lewis.
No,
oh.
the officer, and he's in Sleepy Hollow. He always sort of kind of plays an English sort of army sort of chap, and he played a Spartan or a retired Spartan, I think. Oh, I can't remember what it's called. It's going to annoy me. Oh, well, can't remember. But yeah, that was all right. It was okay. But yeah, a new series. A movie would be better, but a new series would be good.
It depends on how much of a budget they put into this series. And Like I said, we're in Showtime. They're not the biggest channel, so I can't see it's going to be like a Game of Thrones-esque kind of budget. I really hope it ain't going to be like Defiance, though, because Defiance was bad.
I think we can all agree Defiance was bad.
I'm getting that vibe. I'm getting that feeling this is what we're going to get.
On a random note, you were talking earlier about Luke Cage in the chat.
Yes.
I just finished watching the second series, and I have to say, as much as I was indifferent to the first series, I actually really enjoyed the second series. I would actually say it was better than the first series. I enjoyed it.
I've heard that quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's why I'm giving it a second go, because season one, it wasn't for me.
Yeah,
Season one started pretty good. It was when they killed... Sorry, spoiler alert. When they killed off Cottonmouth, Mahershala Ali's character, who I think was the best character in the show, it just faltered from there.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Defenders when they killed off that great villain at the beginning and just replaced it with shit.
Yeah.
Of that.
The only sort of... Defenders, unfortunately, is... the victim of the Iron Fist.
It's poo poo.
Yeah, he's
better in this. Is it true?
Pardon?
I've been told that he's in season two of Luke Cage better.
He's in an episode and it's not bad, to be honest. I've met Finn Jones, I've interviewed him and stuff. He's a great guy. He's a great actor. I just don't know if he's a great Iron Fist.
Let's face it, any guy that goes around every 5 minutes telling everybody he's the immortal Iron Fist and he's going to defend Kung Lung, then it defeats the purpose of, you know, secret identity.
He does that.
He never actually defends it either. It's like he might as well, every conversation you could almost, if you had a drinking game of the amount of times he said his name and that he was the Iron Fist, you'd be dead one episode in.
No, not even one episode, it'd be 10 minutes.
Corpse be pickled and preserved forever.
Yes.
But you say about secret identities. In the MCU, as far as I'm aware, there's only two characters that have maintained a secret identity, and they are Daredevil and Spider-Man. How many other of the MCU heroes can you think of that maintain a secret identity?
I don't even like the sort of the trope of the secret identity, really. I kind of like when people, like, you know, like Luke Cage just wanders around. This is what's good about this series of Luke Cage. Like, I haven't read the comics, so I don't know how it goes there. But he just walks around and he is Luke Cage, and he, like, you know, he shows off to the cameras and things like that. You got this guy who follows around and films him and stuff, and he talks to the cameras and things like that, and he's happy to sort of do endorsements and, you know, endorsements and stuff like that, and I kind of like that. I like that sort of character. Like Iron Man in the, you know,
Iron Man.
I am Iron Man, and it's just like, fuck yeah.
I think that's what kicked it off. Yeah. That whole thing, that whole build up when I was watching the film, he goes, yeah, I am not the superhero type. No, there's no way I could be. And then, like, the last 2 seconds, I am Iron Man. I kind of, my jaw did drop when I watched that. I was like, okay, right. Spider-Man, I can't reveal my identity because my family will get killed. Batman, I can't reveal my identity, otherwise people will know who I am and they'll come after me. Superman, you know, I need some glasses so no one actually knows who I am. Iron Man, nah. Fuck it, you know, I'll tell you who I am. What are you going to do about it?
To be fair, though, when it comes to Tony Stark, you know, he basically says, literally, I'm Tony Stark, what are you going to do about it? I'm one of the richest men on the planet. I'm one of the smartest men on the planet. I have my hands in military contracts. I have all of this, like, military stuff I built. I built the Iron Man suit. What the fuck are you going to do about it? Like, if it was, like, some Joe Smith on the street being like, I am Iron Man, he'd probably be mauled in 30 seconds. But like, when you've got that level of power already, you can basically shrug and be like, yep, so I'm just going to fly around in a giant suit and, like, shoot aliens. What are you going to do about it? Stop me.
I think with Iron Man, he sort of does it within the remit of government sort of acceptability. I think with, like, Batman or someone like that, he just goes around beating people
up.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, I mean, if you look about it,
My thing it always comes down to is with Tony Stark versus Batman, you've both got two eccentric billionaires who've both got tragic backstories. Something happens. They decide to go fight crime. Tony Stark, what I like about him is that he uses his technology to improve the world on top of superhero stuff. So, like, he's doing green energy. He's employing tons of people. You know, he's trying to better the world. Batman's like, oh, shit, I better, like, go and sleep with six women at a party so no one knows I'm Batman.
Like, oh, damn it. Damn
it. Mummy issues as well. You know, why did you say that name?
He could, with the kind of money he has, he could actually arm the Gotham City police force with actually, like, proper funding. But he's like, or one dude in a bat suit is going to sort this.
Well, that's why you have the Iron Legion, don't you? That's why you have exactly. Iron Man suits.
I'm very pro Tony Stark.
This is the big plot hole now in Dark Knight Rises. Now, all them police that are in the sewers for however many months, because that's another big plot hole. Yeah, you know, they should have just been given, like, all batarangs and everything. You know, should have been given, like, the high-tech suits. Should have been given the tumblers. You know, Bane would have been wiped out in 10 seconds.
Yeah, some body armor. If they had funding, they could have employed more people. Like, it's... Every sector is always affected when you don't have enough money. So Tony Stark's like, here, have some money. I got, like, tons of it. And Bruce Wayne's like, I better go and blow something up while drunk so people don't think I'm Batman. Like, if anyone found out he was Batman, they'd lynch him, not for being Batman, but for being, like, Bruce Wayne. Like, you dick!
But again, there is one thing against Iron Man, though. He did create Ultron and almost destroy the whole world.
Yeah. But
I know in the comics he didn't, but in the films he did.
In the films, he was helped by Bruce Banner, who promptly fucked off afterwards and took no responsibility. Not cool, Bruce. And this is how I feel about it. He's created, like, a good 7 functional, properly sane AIs. Like, we've had Jarvis, we've had Friday, we've had Spider-Man's suit, what's her name, Veronica, whatever. We've had, Dummy, you, all of his little bots over the years, they've all been sane. If anyone could have created an AI, it would have been Tony Stark. But the Mind Stone influenced it, and Wanda made him take the Mind Stone. So that's why Ultron, I believe, happened. And they were trying to create something like that already in the Hydra labs. So, you know, come for my Tony.
So basically, Tony Stark is secretly Hydra.
Don't you fucking dare start this.
I love winding up fellow geeks. It's one of the two joys I have in my life. second joy is the woman in my life, just in case anyone's wondering.
Talking about Iron Man, I made some purchases. Some people will probably have seen the video.
That is so fucking funny.
Some people might have seen the video I put on Facebook. If you haven't seen it, check.
How could you not know this was bullshit?
Right, let me explain. Okay, so...
Quickly.
On Facebook, right, as you can probably see from around me, I have a lot of collectibles. I don't drink very often... I don't smoke, I don't do drugs, I don't spend money on very much bar collectibles and things. That's my vice, that's my thing. So when I get paid, or my Christmas or holiday, Christmas or birthdays or anything, collectibles, you know, that's what I get. And now, every now and again, I'm always looking out for, like, you know, like old Lord of the Rings figures and stuff on eBay, things, you know, going for a cheap price. And now I work as a fraud investigator for, like, I'm an senior intelligence analyst, so I basically investigate fraud for a living as my main job. And so I should be quite sort of skeptical about most things, everything, you know, too good to be true and all that. It's like, you know, if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. And so Facebook has this habit of literally peppering my page, my feed, with adverts for collectibles and for tech and things like that. And recently I bought this sort of, like, it's like a Neo Geo sort of console thing. You plug in your TV and it's got like 1,000 old school retro games on it. It's probably just like a Raspberry Pi with a nice shell. But it was really good. It was quite cheap. And I went, oh, that's pretty good. And then I saw this, like, Iron Man thing pop up. No, this happened twice. All right. The first one was an Iron Man Mark 4, I believe. And no, is it Mark 4? What's the one from Spider-Man Homecoming, Mark?
That's like Mark 45 or 45, something like that. 45,
yeah, sorry, yeah, 45, yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, I know, because I think it was like Mark 43 in Iron Man 3, something like that. So it might even be more.
Yeah, so
I don't think he knows.
I basically, at the same time, there was this Mark 45, and it was like $20 odd, including postage. And I was like, just a single mom. Maybe it's like they can't sell a lot and stuff. And I was like, it's probably not going to look great, but as long as it comes in that size. So ordered that, and then there was another one for Hulkbuster. Now, the Hulkbuster one, the video that they're showing, and it's on my Facebook now, actually. I'm not sure if I can find it when I'm talking to you. So it's basically the Hot Toys version of it. So it's massive. It's like, it's fucking huge. Its head opens up. Its chest opens up. It does all this cool, awesome stuff. I'm seeing if I can find... Oh, there we go. Here we go. I'm not sure if you can see this on my... if you're watching it, yeah. So this is the lies. Oh, look, it's got an Iron Man inside it and everything.
Ooh, finger that. Quotations.
Yeah, it's got an Iron Man inside. Oh, there's literally loads of these, right? Opens up and everything. Ooh, happy days. So, now, I was super skeptical. Oh, just done that. I shouldn't have done that. Super skeptical. And I went, Now, I did buy that other thing, and it was pretty good. So there's a good chance it might be sort of like a knockoff, but maybe like, you know, I buy resin models from China and stuff sometimes, and you shouldn't really do it because, you know, you're taken away from Games Workshop, but the resin models are cheaper. So I get some resin models from China, and they're pretty good quality. So I thought, okay, maybe it's just a knockoff, or maybe it's a different cast or something like that. So, you know, I think it was $29 or $30 or something, you know, reduced from $300 or something. I was just like, yeah, what the hell, it's only $39.
They saw you coming, didn't they?
Yeah, big time. And then, so the first, the Iron Man turns up, the Iron Man Mark 45 turns up, and it's meant to be like a collectible box. So I get this post thing through in the post saying it's a silver bag, and I'm like, what's going to have come in a silver bag? So I turn up to the post office, and it's my Iron Man. The box has been crushed into this silver bag. Been crushed into it. And it literally, the box is destroyed. And so I take it out. And in its defense, it's not a bad sculpt. You know, I think, again, it's a cast from probably from Hot Toys. It doesn't articulate or anything. It's just in a pose. It's like this. So
it's a Poundland. It's a Poundland knockoff.
No. This isn't the the Hulkbuster. This is just the Iron Man one. The Iron Man one is like literally. It's like it's pretty solid plastic. The legs detached. You can put them on. So paint job's pretty whack. It's just like you know what you get in a Poundland store sort of thing. So I'm making a video, I'm painting it, so I've basically sprayed it silver and I'm going to paint it again. So the whole thing is, how do you know, you can get something cheap and then make it look kind of expensive, effectively. So I'm starting to paint it and stuff, so it looks sort of nice. So my $29 will look, you know, $100 or $200 and stuff. So I'm currently doing a little video of me painting it and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, that wasn't great, but it wasn't too bad. So, you know, I wasn't super disappointed. Then I got another thing through the door. And it was another It's in a Bag. And as soon as they said it was in a white bag, I laughed. I was just like, oh no, this is going to be bad. And I was just like, right, the description on the video, in fact, is that, well, I think we'll see if we'll get the description here. If we've got it on this video here. Let's see the thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 1/12 scale Iron Man Mark. What's L in Roman numerals?
I just discovered it's actually 47. Is the one from Homecoming?
Yeah. Well. So basically, it's a collectible Hulkbuster limited sales. Yeah. And it's got this big picture of the Hulkbuster and stuff, and it's like down from $200, and there's only 22 hours left before you can buy it, and it's got all these videos and things. And so 1/11th scale, basically, for those who don't do scale modeling and stuff, 1:1 is actual size. So 1:11 is basically just 11 times smaller, which is pretty big for considering Hulkbuster's fucking massive. 11th scale is pretty big still. It coming in a white bag did not, you know, the portents weren't good. So I go to the post office and I pick up my bag and it's like this size. Like this. And I open it up and I get two of them. And they're literally like this size. And it says on the box 1/4 scale. And I was like, 1/4 scale? 1/4 scale of the original maybe, but not 1/4 scale of the actual thing. And it's like this, and it is just a Poundland knockoff. In fact, I found it on Amazon for cheaper than I bought it. It's like 19 quid on Amazon, but I bought it for like $29. So I'm just like, wow. And I was just so... I find it
genuinely, dude. If you most of these things that pop up now, if you the ones that, you know, have a countdown, stuff like that, if you go and look up the exact same product on like Amazon, eBay, they're like half the price. They're always scams.
Yeah,
well, that's it. That's
the thing is, I investigate fraud for a living, so I'm generally not that naive about it. I think it's just that when it comes to collectibles, I have a bit of a blind spot, and I was just like. It was the fact that it was only $29, and I was just like, if it turns out to be shit, because again, I was basing this on the gaming console thing I got. It was like stupidly cheap compared for what it should be, and I thought, well, if it turns out to be shit, then I haven't lost loads. If it turns out to be great, then I've got a winner there. So I just took the punt, and it turned up. So I put the video up of the awesome figure that is my Hulkbuster. And, it's I just laughed. And people said, oh, you should get your money back. I was like, no, I'm keeping it, man. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to paint it as well. So I'm just going to redo it. And I'm going to paint it sort of... to make it look slightly less plastic and crap, but that's it. So there you go.
There's a lesson to be learned here, boys and girls. Never believe anything you see on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Like they're saying is, if it's too good to be true, then it's generally too good to be true. You know, you will have the odd occasion, like I said, from my console thing, where you might get something good, but yeah, there's no way, man. You know, I think that Hulkbuster figure. The Hot Toys one is about $2,000, just under $2,000, I think.
At least.
Yeah. Wow. To be honest, part of me was sort of expecting it to be... Well, I knew it wasn't going to be an actual one, but I thought it might be a mold from that they've taken, because you can get, like, Forge World, which is the Warhammer 40K thing. They sell resin models for 40K. And they're super expensive, but you can get the knockoff versions from China for like a quarter of the price, and they're generally quite good. So I thought it might have been something similar, like where it's like they had the cast, and they've just sort of filled it with some cheaper resin or something like that. But no, it wasn't. It was a crappy Poundland Hulkbuster thing, which I'm actually going to take out of its box, you know? I don't take my collectibles out of the box very often, but I'll take it out of this box, and I'll paint it, and, we'll see what happens. But there. Yeah, there you go.
Speaking of, I just had one of the adverts come up on my Facebook timeline, and it's for the Captain America Legend 75th anniversary. Grab them now as they're soon to be gone. And I'm thinking, yeah, when you're about to be raided by the trading standards to lock you all up, buy it now for $39.99. Oh, how convenient.
And free shipping.
Free shipping.
Well, the thing is, like...
No, something... I have that shield, and like... You wouldn't even be able to post it for £30. Like, it is 5 kilos.
Yeah. The thing is, you know, like, looking back on it and stuff, you know, they're all the hallmarks of it being, like, a proper scammer there anyway, because, like, the Facebook pages have very minimal amounts on them. They're always changing their name. The websites are always changing. It's always a sponsor post, and the sponsor post is never on the page. There's no other sort of ones on the pace. So what happens is they do them quickly, then, you know, that's where the time limit is, so they'll get away. But, you know, then you take the punt and you get punished for it. And now you've got a 1 pound plastic Hulkbuster sitting on your desk and work.
It's pretty hideous, dude.
It's pretty hideous.
Like, I got an Iron Man shower gel from Tesco once. That's better than that.
Yeah, I have no doubt.
A shower gel.
I have no doubt. But yeah, I do. That being said, talking about Hulkbusters, and I'll show you. I'm not sure if you might. You'll see this if you're watching on the Facebook page. But
is this your San Diego Comic Con, Lovey?
This is what I got from San Diego Comic Con, and it's beautiful. He lights up and stuff like that, and yeah, I love him. His helmet goes up and everything. Ooh, look! And it all lights up and stuff. I'll not turn it on now because all the switches are all over it and stuff like that. But yeah, this was got him from San Diego Comic Con, and he's one of my pride and joys. I love him. Up there. But yeah, I tried to haggle with the guy when I was just like in there, and I was just like, dude, he's like, how much does that cost? And he's like, I think it was like $250 or something, and I was like, you can do better than that. He's like, no, dude.
No, I
like,
can't.
$250. I was like, come on, man. I know how this works. You can give it to me for cheaper. And he's just like, yeah, man, I can't do that. And I was just like, I wouldn't let it go. And then he just went, dude, I can't. I went, touche. I'll buy it.
Wow. Good to see how strong your defences are, Matt.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah.
Go on, buy it.
Collectibles.
I really like the way you just kind of like, oh, but go on, though. Oh, but you didn't give any reasons why. You didn't actually try and haggle. You just sat there and kept going, oh, but go on. I'll give it cheaper. Oh, go on.
I did actually, no, because I did get some other stuff. I got a Jyn Erso figure, San Diego Comic Con limited edition figure. You know, they do that, and there was a first order trooper. I got that for half price because it was like the last one. It was for the last day of San Diego Comic Con, and it was just sitting there. And I was like, come on, dude. I think I bought something else, and he gave it to me for half price and stuff. So that was pretty good. But yeah, I came back with a suitcase of stuff from San Diego Comic Con because it was just like, this stuff is cheaper here than it is back home, and Matt likes collectibles, so that's
what do we think of. What do we think of the exclusives this year that they've announced? I quite like the Jessica Jones Rock Candy figure. I wouldn't mind that one.
Yeah, they had some really cool. Like, do you know what, man? Have you ever been to San Diego Comic Con, Laura?
No, and I hate you for going. So
it's, you know,
putting it out there.
We went with Gary and Nick from Sneaky Zebra, and
yep.
It was amazing. Like, you know, just the experience in general outside of the convention, it was brilliant, beautiful, just sort of beautiful place. Really sort of engaging, just the whole atmosphere. Somebody said to me, you can enjoy yourself at San Diego Comic Con without actually being in San Diego Comic Con. I didn't believe them, but it's true, you can. There's loads going on. But when you go inside, they have, like, you know, for me, a person who loves, like, collectibles and stuff, they were everywhere. And I was just like, oh my god, like, this is the best thing ever. Like, there was one, and it was the Riot Shield and Riot Baton First Order Trooper fighting Finn from the new Star Wars films. And it had, like, you know, all this, like, blue lightning shit coming out of it and all this other stuff. And I was like, that is fucking amazing. I want that. And he's like, sorry, dude, can't get it. It's on pre-order. And it's worth blah, blah, blah. I can't even remember how much it was. And I was just like, no. And I had these beautiful, beautiful, like, what are they called? Ghostbusters figures, but they had the entire set. You know, when they're on top of the building with the altar and the dogs and, you know, the gate to where's the gate? It's not the hell. What was it? It goes there.
Zool.
Yeah, there, the whole thing. And it was just like, and they're sitting there, and I was like, wow. And I just could have spent, I literally could have spent days just looking at all those toys, man. I was just like, oh. But they had these really amazing sort of kind of like, retro DC characters who were like, so you had like Harley Quinn, and you had Poison Ivy, and you had Batgirl, and you had sort of like, you know, the pinup style ones and stuff. They were amazing figures, but they were all like sold out like that, and I was just like, fuck. But yeah.
Yeah, I would be in trouble if I went, because I'm a massive, I love my merchandise as well. I've got a huge wall of it, and I just can't say no to things. I like walk into Forbidden Planet, like, I'll just buy one thing. It's fine. And someone will just like leave me alone for half an hour and find me at the till, and I've just got like four bags, and I'm just like, God damn it.
Yeah, it's true though. It's an addiction. Like, I find myself just, all my spare money goes and like toys and things like that. That's it. You know, it's just.
I just bought a lighting kit for my cabinet so that all my figures can be displayed nicely.
Yes, that's how you should do it. Like this glass one over here that I've got two glass ones. They've got lights. I've made lights for them and stuff. And I've got like lights on my shelves and things like this. The only upsetting thing about this man cave is I'm moving house, so it's all gonna be lost and gonna have to start again, which is very sad.
But, yeah, you love it really because you've got more place to bloody put things now.
Well, this is it. The whole thing is a bit of a nightmare. Buying houses, ladies and gentlemen, is the worst thing you can ever do in your entire life. They say it's like the most stressful thing is like divorce and buying houses. It's true. And I'm selling a house, and my missus is selling a house, and then we've got to buy a new house. And it's an absolute nightmare. One thing after another, just causing problems. And, you know.
It's pretty crazy, the UK system, because, like, back in Australia, I was in real estate, and real estate is not, like, as, like, half as stressful there. Here, it's very much like, you know, contract can fall over whenever, for any reason.
Pretty much, yeah. It's like,
and I'm just like, how has no one changed this? This is awful.
It's really bad. Like, literally, like, recently, my missus, the person who's buying her house, the person who's buying that person's house has had some issues and has pulled out literally at the very last minute. So that means my girlfriend's house has now fallen through because she can't, and it's the whole thing just fell apart. I was just like, oh my God, this is so annoying. And it's just like, ugh. We've found a house that we want to move into, and I want to convert the loft so I can have my man cave and stuff, but I can't do any of that stuff because, you know, the whole thing's just being a pain in the ass. So yeah, buying houses, it is a nightmare. Try selling two and then buying another one, it's even worse.
First world problems.
Yeah, first world problems, yeah, unfortunately, but yeah. God. Though I saw the coolest thing when I was looking at, because I said to Louise, my girlfriend, I was just like, Louise, you do know we need to have an American fridge in this house because there's a big space like in the kitchen, and I was like, we need to just put some money aside and get us a big ass American fridge. So we were looking at them, and you can get some like pretty good ones, 500 quid, 600 quid, a grand for a really flashy one. And then I flicked to like the most expensive ones, and there was these ones for like $6,000 with TV screens on them, like touchscreen TV screens and stuff.
You can actually get internet on them as well.
Yeah, I was just like, oh my God, Louise, we're getting that. And she's just like, no. And I was just like, we need to have it. We need to have the one with the TV screen. She says, how much time are you going to spend in front of the fridge? I said, all of my time if it's got a TV screen on it.
Did you see the E3 when they were doing the Elder Scrolls, the mic take, and they said, oh, you can play Elder Scrolls on your fridge.
All right.
Oh, that was so awesome.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, this, I love tech. Like, to the point where my house inside, I've got, like, Amazon Echo. I've got two of them, one upstairs and one downstairs. So, you know, downstairs is Alexa, upstairs is Echo. And, you know, so it turns on my lights and turns off my lights and things. And my missus will come in and she'll start switching lights on and off. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Echo, lights off. And it annoys me when she switches lights off and doesn't use the sort of the wonder of technology and, you know, the whole
to
thing.
To be fair, I've got some of these, like, Bluetooth light bulbs.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've hidden them throughout my workplace, which is a hotel. And during Halloween, I play, like, the sounds of haunting
through them.
No way! That's amazing.
So, just a random screech now and then, or the sound of, like, floorboards creaking and someone walking up and down them. And they can't figure out where it's goddamn coming from, because it's in the ceiling, isn't it? And you can also change the colors, too. So for one night, I turned the entire hallway just red, so that anyone coming out late at night would just hear screaming in a red hallway. And then in the morning, it'd be back to normal. And then when they'd try and complain, I'd be like, oh, you've met Agatha.
Okay, let's not go to your hotel.
One year, we also have this giant posable skeleton, because why not? I pose him around the hotel doing various things. So sometimes I pose him at my desk, because I'm just going to die there, I know. I'll have him like at the bar enjoying a pint or reading a newspaper by the fire. A poseable skeleton is just hours of fun. And some kid was bragging in the bar that nothing scares him. So I thought what would be a great idea would be to go up after they all went to bed and pose, we call him Steve, the skeleton, Steve outside his bedroom door. So it was the first thing he saw in the morning. and I was like, oh, I wouldn't brag, mate. Steve gets a bit offended about that. I don't believe in Steve the skeleton. Oh, buddy. I went even more extra. I also have Steve and Bruce, and Bruce is a skeleton dog on a leash.
Oh my god, it's Fawlty Towers.
What was that cartoon? What was the cartoon about the skeletons?
Yeah, pretty much that. What I do every Halloween.
Oh man. I took myself and my lady went to one of those like fright things where you wander around a farm and people chase you and you go through like mazes and stuff like that. And yeah. She's like, "Oh, I'm just not scared by these. I'm just not scared by things." She was shitting herself the entire way around. And the funniest thing was, the funniest thing afterwards, we were told it was the one for the kids and not for the adults. And I was just laughing because she was freaking out. And I was like, afterwards, I was like, Louise, this was the one for the kids.
I did the secret cinema for 28 days later, a year or two back. Wow. And they chased you through hallways and abandoned buildings, like hordes and hordes of zombies. And it was fantastic. But the scariest part wasn't actually the zombies. It was the crowd freaking out over the zombies. Like, people in an instant totally forgot that these were actors. And just, like, they were pushing women and children behind. They were jumping barriers. They were down for everyone else to die but themselves. It was incredible. And then when you watch the movie afterwards, you watched it in either a wheelchair or a hospital bed. And wow, I swear amazing. To God, I needed one, because like some guy nearly decked me trying to get away from a zombie.
That's so bad, man.
Yeah,
so
bad. But it was an incredible experience. If they ever do one again, totally recommend it.
I would hope in a situation like that, I would be a brave gentleman, and I wouldn't sort of push my lady friend in front of the zombie and run away like a screaming like a baby.
Should do it.
Worst should not.
Should do it. That's why I have kids, because while they're eating them, I'm getting the fuck out. Dante, save me.
I do scuba diving. I say I do scuba diving. Well, I've got PADI. I'm a PADI certified and stuff. I've done like my open water. I'm a scuba diver. And there's like a t-shirt you can get. And it's just like, I don't need to outswim the shark. I just need to outswim my dive mate. And it's kind of amusing. Sort of similar thing.
Look, coming from Australian, if you do face a shark, punch it in the nose.
Ah, yes, I've heard that one before. Yeah, when you see those dark eyes coming for you. Sonny Jim, I'm going to give you a good bop in the nose.
That's the most Australian thing you hear, honestly. There'll just be like some guy on the news being like, oh, all right, yeah, he tried to take a bite out of me, mate, but I just knocked him one. Fucked off.
I saw a video and it was in Sydney Harbour, and some dude does like just jumps off a cliff thing into the water, and it's like camera just sees the shark just swimming past him. I would shit myself. I would like, I literally have a, like, not a phobia, but I can't swim with, I love swimming, but I hate it when I can't see the bottom. And the idea of, like, you know, something like that being near me.
it's a funny thing, though, because in Australia, like, sharks are, like, the least of your issues in terms of, like, different animals that are looking to kill you. like,
this is
honestly,
why I don't want to go to Australia. Why?
Like, you come up against a shark, you bop it on the nose, happy days. But, like, there's stuff like these things called the irukandji, which are, like, these tiny, tiny, tiny things. And they've got a venom, something like 80 times more potent than any other venom in the world. And there's, like, no cure. And they can just float into you. So how's that for happy, fun knowledge?
Awesome sauce. Let's go to Australia.
And we have stuff called, like, stonefish, which just look like rocks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Except, yeah, they've got, like, giant spikes on their back because everything in Australia is designed to just ruin your fucking day.
It must have been good to come over here and not have to check your shoes for snakes and spiders.
Holy shit, man. You can sit in the grass here. Like, it blows my mind constantly. I'm like, are you sure nothing's going to bite me? Are you sure?
Let's face it, Laura, you did swap, like, venomous insects and reptiles for pikies, scousers.
And Josh.
You know what?
Shut the fuck up.
You know, you get the right insect spray, you can take care of all three of those. Some of the bugs in Australia, there was once a huntsman spider, and I don't know if you've ever seen these bastards, but they're about the size of your hand, right? And it was running at me, and I was spraying it with insect spray, and it was running into the spray, and I just start screaming, because at what point can you even do this? So and then I start beating over the head with a baseball bat, and it still comes for me, and then I hit it with more bug spray. It still comes for me, and I eventually end up gas chambering it underneath, like, a bin, and it was still alive 3 hours later. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm out.
Are those the bird? Those are the bird-eating ones, aren't they?
No, that's not even a dangerous one.
Fuck me.
But there are bird-eating ones, yes.
On a more cheerful note, I think. Josh, are we doing this quiz? Have we got a?
Yes, I have. I've got a quiz for you.
Trust me, I thought your one last week was hard, Matt. I'm not going to get any of these ones.
Oh, no, I got to say, I toned it down a wee bit, but some of them I've made sure to really, really fuck with Matt for last week after that Warhammer question.
If you fuck with Matt, that's fine. I'm
completely fucked on all gaming questions, putting it out there straight away.
I put one gaming question in there, and that was it. And it was at the very end. So there's five.
What a babe.
Right, okay, go on then.
So this is assault on Quiz Keep, just because why not? There are five questions. Some of them have bonus questions. Some of them do not. Okay, so have we all got our pads and pencils, or I don't know?
I need something to.
I have my quill and parchment ready.
I need something.
I have a scrap and a Sharpie.
Well done, apprentice.
I need something to lean on. Oh no! Toy board.
Pandemonium.
That's revenge, see, for buying shitty 39 quid worth of crap when you've got proper ones in there with you.
Oh, Joe, that was probably the expensive fire, man. It's just broke now.
Right, I've got something. I've got something here to lean on.
Okie dokie. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Question number one. The Shadow, the Phantom, and the Rocketeer are all alter egos. Name their secret identities.
Fuck off.
Shadow, the Phantom, and who, sorry?
The Rocketeer.
Okay.
Oh, don't worry. There are two bonus questions as well.
The Shadow,
the Phantom, and the Rocketeer are all alter egos. Name their secret identities. I'm watching you, Geary. Bonus question one. The Phantom started which trend?
That's a bit vague.
That's what I was thinking.
I know there's the Phantom started a very important trend, a game-changing trend.
You're the bomb and phantom, yo.
Was it dope jewelry? I hope it's dope jewelry. Those exact words.
Bonus question two, just to fuck with you. Two of them wear signature rings. Who doesn't?
I am so going to lose this one.
You can all blame Matt for his Warhammer questions.
Oh, I already do.
I used to watch the cartoon, but I can't remember any of the crap.
So if you need me to repeat the questions, just speak up.
Can you just... So I've got Shadow, and I think I've got Rocketeer. What was the...
Phantom.
Balls. That's the one that Billy Zane played, weren't it?
Yeah, the Ghost of War. Yeah.
I hated that film. So shit.
I mean, let's be honest. Before a certain point in history, most superhero films were irredeemable.
Are you saying that you don't like Howard the Duck? The 80s... Actually, I can't even try and make that sound. Yeah, that was terrible. That was
to this day and age, Howard the Duck is pretty awesome.
Yeah, when you don't watch that film.
Less chatty, more quizzy.
Making a joke. Sorry.
Less chatty, more fucking quizzy.
Sorry, what was the first bonus question? I think I got the second bonus question, but what was the first one?
The first bonus question was, the Phantom started which trend?
All right, I have an idea, and then the second one was which one has a insignia ring, was
which
it?
Which one doesn't have an insignia ring?
Which one doesn't have a signature ring?
Okay. Okay, I'm going to have to guess that, because I have no idea.
Yeah, I know one of them, but I'm not sure about the other one.
I know one that definitely has a ring because of seeing something, but I'm not too sure about the others.
Honestly, dude, you just nailed that. That was just so smooth, seeing something.
Scott Braidwood says, Phantom, Mandrake, Lothar, Flash Gordon, are we not talking Defenders of the Earth?
No.
Oh, I smell another crossover.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm good for number two.
Okay, question two. Thor's hammer, Mjolnir, is made out of what metal?
Yes.
Oh, how the fuck do you spell that even?
What, Mjolnir?
No! The metal.
Oh. Bonus question one. What other Marvel hero wields a mystical hammer?
Yep. I got this one.
Bonus question two. What's the hammer's name?
Mjolnir.
A nice easy one for you. You're the second guy, yes. I thought a nice easy one for you. Even Matt should get this one.
What, number three?
Question two. Question two. Thor's hammer Mjolnir is made out of what metal? Bonus question one. What other Marvel hero wields a mystical hammer? And bonus question two. What's the hammer's name?
Hang on. I'm just trying to see if I can remember how to spell it.
I'm assuming we're not allowed to say every other Thor that's ever happened.
Pretty much.
Oh, man, you suck.
I know.
That was a bit weird. I know. Oh, God. I think I remember it.
How you doing, Geary?
Oh, you're going to get some awesome answers here.
I bring on the funny and the weird and the wonderful, and just the kink and the psychotic I'll just leave behind.
All right, okay.
Okay, question three, you beautiful people. The Splatterhouse Terror Mask, Ray from Princess and the Frog, Darkwing Duck, and Cycrow from Earthworm Jim all have what in common?
Sorry, fucking what?
That's what?
Splatterhouse Terror Mask, Ray from The Princess and the Frog, Darkwing Duck, and Cycrow from Earthworm Jim all have what in common?
Oh, I know. I think I know anyway.
Oh, trust me, the Splatterhouse Terror Mask was a surprise for me because I love Splatterhouse, and some of the stuff it says in the game, I thought, oh, that's fruity.
All right, I probably don't know it then after what you just said. Anyway, just bring on the bonus questions. Let's get this over and done with.
Yeah, I've got no idea on that one.
No, that's a harsh question itself. That's the only question that there's no bonuses enough in that one.
All right.
But question four, you wonderful people. This is the movie round. Woo! Scott Braidwood, shut it. Question four.
I've got that for number three. All voiced by the same guy. Yeah, I got a point now. Oh, point. No. Ticking that. Brilliant. Okay, moving on. Number four.
Braidwood, you're barred. Question four. In Hudson Hawk, what song do they sing while robbing the art gallery? Bonus question. How long does Eddie say the song is? Bonus question two.
Ah, no.
What are they stealing?
Number three. Sorry. Go through that again.
In question four, in Hudson Hawk, what song do they sing while robbing the art gallery?
I was watching that the other day as well.
Why do you think I wrote this question? Bonus question one. How long does Eddie say the song is? And bonus question two, what are they stealing?
We could have been anything that we wanted to be.
I just need the name of the song now. I can sing it. I just can't fucking remember the name of the song. Fuck. Can't remember.
Oh, this is bugging me. Sorry, so what was the two bonus questions again?
Bonus question one, how long does Eddie say the song is? And bonus question two, what are they stealing? Right, question five, the last question. In Borderlands...
Oh, I've not played any of those games.
I've never played Warhammer, so suck it. There are four main characters. Name them. Bonus question. What are their skill set? Bonus question two. Name the yellow robot who constantly messes up.
Right, I think I've got this.
I definitely do not. I'm still stuck on the fucking song from the last one.
So am I. Right, so what was the first bonus question on number five?
What are their skill set?
Their skill sets.
Yeah, what are they?
So do we need to get all four for a point?
Yes. You get a point per one.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad then.
I'll be nice like that.
I think, because I played this game a long time ago, I think I remember.
I still play this game. I'm addicted to Borderlands.
And then the name of the R2-D2 ripoff.
Yeah.
Okay. What was his name? Yes, that's it.
I kind of wish I had the countdown theme song in the background going
Scott Braidwood says, "Oh God, this is killing me. I'm shouting out the screen." Well, you probably need to shout a bit louder so Matt can get the answers, because I don't think he's got many of these right.
You'll get your chance, Scott.
I think I did okay on the first question, but I'm just like, nah.
Right, you, my beautiful people. Are we all ready for the answers and see how badly we've done?
Yeah.
Yeah. sorry, on Twitch, Mentzel says hello. Hello, Mentzel1. Welcome to the pub quiz. Okay, so go on then. What was the first question?
Okay, the first question was, the Shadow, the Phantom, and the Rocketeer are all alter egos. Name their secret identities. The answer would be the Shadow, Lamont.
Whoa. I've got the answers here for you.
Okay, Bakiri, do you have the answers for us?
I've got the answers for you. Get ready for some ticks.
Okay.
Get ready for some right answers. Their names are Steve, Greg, and Archibald Stipworth III.
No.
Close.
All right. Okay, I know the second and third one, but I can't think of the first.
Okay, I have Kit Walker,
yep.
Kent Allard, and Cliff Second.
Cliff Secord.
Secord. I know how to fucking pronounce it.
Secord.
No, it's E, so it's Secord. If it's S-E-A, it'd be Secord.
It is S-E-A.
Oh, fuck. I thought it was S-E-A. Anyway, it's close enough, so I'm giving myself a point. And what was the name of the first one again? The Shadow?
The Shadow is Lamont Cranston.
Okay.
The Phantom is
Brian's Kit. Brother.
Yes. The Phantom is Kit Walker.
Yeah.
And obviously, this Rocketeer is Cliff Secord.
Right, for the Shadow, I just put that bloke from A Fools and Horses who says that he's the Shadow.
Oh dear. So, who did you get out of that then, Jonjo?
Oh, I got Phantom and Rocketeer because I do love the Rocketeer film. I think it's brilliant. And Phantom, I mostly remember because I have got a Phantom comic somewhere, and I think it's either the first or second issue when one of them shouts at him, Kit! Blah, 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 and all this. It was like, Kit. I couldn't think if it was Kit Walker or Kit Stalker. So I was like,
Well, he is the ghost that walks.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, when they name people in comics, they don't exactly put a ton of thought into it. So.
Right.
So
okay.
What you're trying to tell me is that Steve, Greg, and Archibald Stipworth III are wrong.
Yes.
Pretty much.
All right. For the bonus point, Phantom one, was it that he popularized shit in a box?
No, it was purple jumpsuits. Purple jumpsuits.
Matt is so close.
Is it rings?
I'm good.
Is it like those big giant rings?
No. Matt is the closest, so I'm going to give him the point.
No,
holy shit, that was a joke.
You said it was like close.
The Phantom started. He is the first hero to wear skin-tight costumes. Ooh. As a hallmark, and also a mask where the pupils are not visible.
Ooh.
So Matt will get a bonus question. Yay! Answer right.
I still want to say shit in the box, but all right.
Shit in the box, yeah. And bonus question two, it's the Rocketeer.
I got
Shadow
that right.
Wears a red ruby on his pinky, and the Phantom wears the good mark.
Got that right.
Yes.
Hooray, I got that right. Cool.
He wears the good mark and the bad mark.
Yeah, just the skull and the cross swords. Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
blah.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so, wonderful people. Question bloody two. Because I can't believe Matt actually got one of them right.
I got two of those right. Out of three, what's going on?
I'm shocked. Okay. Question two was, Thor's hammer Mjolnir is made out of what metal? Jonjo.
Sorry.
Yeah, I had it anyway. Uru.
Uru. That's good.
The fictional Asgardian metal Uru.
Yes, fictional. Matt, did you have
Uru? From the heart of the sun.
Is Uru heavy? Is it heavy metal?
Well, you can't pick it up unless you're worthy. So,
well, then I did get it right because I put heavy metal.
No, it's
the magical enchantments that make it.
But is it heavy metal? So
it's not heavy. It's not heavy. No, you just got to be worthy.
Yeah, so,
it's the spells that make it heavy.
So, Matt, sorry.
Matt got it wrong.
Okay, and the bonus questions are, what other Marvel hero wields a Mystica Hammer? That would be...
Beta Ray Bill.
Beta Ray Bill.
I got Matt Man.
I was thinking, you know, doesn't other Thor characters count? Because he was basically a Thor. I thought you might have been talking about Storm's Stormcaster hammer. Because that's a separate hammer from Mjolnir.
No. Well, no, because Beta Ray Bill is another character altogether.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
a bit like a horse.
Yeah, I know that. But it's like, so was the frog Thor.
Yeah, but that was actually Thor. Beta Ray Bill wasn't Thor.
And neither was Jane Foster.
She was Thor.
Yeah, but she had Thor's DNA inside her.
Well, oh, come on, John Joe.
That's what she said. You
know. I'd like to say
on a nightly basis. Do you know what, Laura? Just to piss Geary off, I'm going to give you half a point.
Thanks.
Oh, I'm not in this for the winning. I'm in it for the shits and giggles.
Shits and giggles, yes. Okay, then, and what's the hammer's name?
Frank.
Stormbreaker.
It's called Frank.
It's called Frank.
It's
Stormbreaker or Yarnbjorn or something like that.
Yarnbjorn is an axe.
Yeah, well, Stormbreaker then.
Isn't Stormbreaker the axe too?
No, we're not going to go into Thor's Infinity Child. That's not Stormbreaker. That's just an axe with a hammer at the end of it.
Well, they called it Stormbreaker. So what is the answer?
Frank.
It is Stormbreaker.
It is Stormbreaker, right, okay.
It's Stormbreaker. Did you get that? Everybody's happy with that.
All right.
Okay, you wonderful people. Question 3 was the Splatterhouse Terror Mask, Ray from Princess and the Frog, Darkwing Duck, and Psycho have all got what in common?
Voiced by the same actor.
I thought it was going to be like dope costumes or something.
Eerie, congratulations, you are right.
I didn't even need to cheat in that one either. I didn't even need to look at the thing.
They're all voiced by Jim Cummings.
Ha ha.
So who got that one?
Me. No, I did.
I didn't have a bloody clue on that one. I just said that they had no actual body, that they were all mystical, you know, or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, bless.
I had no idea.
They all existed in another reality at some point, technically.
They are all incarnations of each other.
So Laura, you didn't get that then, yeah?
No, not even close.
Okay, moving swiftly on. Question 4. Everybody ready?
Go on.
Okay. Question 4. In Hudson Hawk, what is the what song do they sing while robbing the art gallery?
Right. Swinging on a Star?
Side by side?
Yes!
Swinging on a Star.
Woo, woo, woo!
I've got a good answer for your first bonus question.
Okay, so
can you read your question again?
What, the bonus question?
Yeah.
The bonus question was, how long does Eddie say the song is?
21 seconds. T-t-t-t. 21 seconds. T-t-t-t. That's me, Garage Days coming out.
Yeah, get out. Get out.
Out. Right. I know it's not the right answer, but that was all I had.
That's fair enough. God, well, at least you tried.
It's like, I don't know, 6 minutes or something?
The long song Eddie says is 5 minutes, 32 seconds.
Ooh. I put 5 minutes down. Do I get it for 5 minutes?
You get the points for 5 minutes.
No, I thought you should get the point for 6 minutes because it's closer to six than to five.
Yeah, I got 2 seconds closer.
You both get a point then. I'll be leaning. Oh, Jonjo, what did you put?
21 seconds, I just said.
You ain't getting shit then.
I wasn't arguing for me.
Yeah, you were. Don't.
No, I was arguing for...
Just carry on. Menzel1 wants to know, do we play Deadpool? And when do we play Deadpool?
Every day.
In life?
Yeah, every
just
day.
Just playing Deadpool? What the... Chongas. I've no idea, dude. We're doing a podcast. There's no Deadpool happening here.
I did actually buy the Deadpool video game last week, talking about it.
All right, okay.
Second time I played it through, and I loved that game.
There you go. John Joel will be playing Deadpool very soon.
I'll be playing it tonight, actually. Now, yeah. I wasn't going to, but yeah, I'm going to play it tonight just for you.
Right.
And the bonus question 2.
The statue, wasn't it?
What were they stealing?
Yeah,
a painting?
No, it was a statue.
Statue of a horse.
A statue, yeah.
I don't know the name of the song. I've never seen the film.
Laura, do you get that?
I got they were stealing something expensive. I mean...
Okay. Oh, no. Okay, so the last question, question 5. In Borderlands, there are 4 main characters. What are their names?
Right, I might be shooting myself in the foot, but I'm going to give it a go. Is it Brick?
Yes.
Roland?
Yes.
Lilith?
Yes.
Oh, fuck it. I really hope this is it. Mordecai?
Yes.
Yes! Get in.
Give
I
in.
Have no, nothing. Get the other
one.
Okay. So their skill sets.
Tank, damage dealer, healer, and rogue.
Oh god, that's funny.
Our editor in chief, ladies and gentlemen.
But that's it. It's an RPG. There's a tank guy. There's a damage dealer. There's like a healer type, and there's a tank. RPGs.
Right. Okay. Let's get this right. Right. So there is a soldier, siren, hunter, and berserker.
Correct.
Hooray.
I want to know why Menzel 1 thinks we're playing Deadpool.
Because Deadpool is fucking awesome.
Do you know what it is? It's because on the Twitch channel it says we're playing Deadpool for some reason. I have no idea. We're not playing Deadpool.
I'm not playing Deadpool.
We're playing Deadpool.
Yeah, apparently so. We are playing Deadpool. Sorry, Menzel 1. We're definitely not playing. We're definitely not playing Deadpool.
Menzel 1, I promise you I will be playing it tonight. Add me on Xbox One on, I can't remember my username, I'll put it on the chat later. But yes, add me on there and I will see if I can stream me playing Deadpool.
Yay.
Wow.
I've never streamed before, so that'll be an experience.
Yeah.
All right, lads, our final bonus question was, name the yellow robot who constantly messes up.
Claptrap!
It is indeed. It is Matt. Are you just saying that because John Joe did?
Yes, I was saying. I put Jeff down.
I'll give you Jeff. Why not? We'll give you Jeff.
I don't want your pity marks.
Just because I pity you. Right. Let's tally this up and see who wins. Matt, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 points. God bless you, sir. You tried hard.
Yay!
John Joe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
That is a lot better than I was expecting. Because you pulled out the Borderlands one, that's the one that died for me.
Laura, God bless you, with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You were on level Peggy with Matt. I don't know what that says about Laura. Oh, she's away from keyboard at the moment.
Yeah. She's AFK.
AFK.
She's AFK at the moment. But yeah, good game, guys. Good game.
Well done, Mr. Varney. I think that was a fantastic quiz. No Warhammer shit either, so really good.
You watch your mouth.
Do you want me to really push it? Rogue One is still a shit film.
Fuck you! You're banned from all podcasts, John Joe. I'm going to move it to Tuesdays again. I'm moving it back to Tuesdays now because you said that.
Because England are playing on Tuesday, aren't they? So I'll be here for Tuesday.
I was going to put in a Warhammer question about Tyranids and Skaven, and I thought, no, Matt's probably a bit too old to deal with that.
With what? Say it again.
See?
Tyranids and Skaven armies.
Oh, yes, Skaven.
I just googled random Warhammer crap, and these were the first two things that came up.
I'm sure there's a picture of Matt's face on there as well.
Fuck you.
It was a rat with a massive, you know, machete, so I thought, the Tash is there, but I couldn't see anything else.
I'm just really perplexed. Do you know what it is? Because it says on... speaking English restream, apparently we're playing Deadpool, but we're not playing Deadpool.
It's probably an omen that, you know, we got to go and watch Deadpool 2 now.
Yeah, I feel really bad. Like, it's like false advertising or something. Like, people are like, hey man, you want to play some Deadpool? And we're like, yeah, we're definitely not playing Deadpool.
I'll definitely play Deadpool later because I don't want Menzel to feel left out there.
What's your Twitch name? He says, "What's your friend's Twitch name?"
I'm gonna have to look out because I did set up a Twitch ages ago, but I can't think of what it was.
That's
I said,
that's
I never
not,
streamed.
That's not helping.
I never ended up. I know.
Menzel,
I never.
Is it?
I never ended up streaming on it, but I will have to get that set up because part of me now just wants to do that, just wants me to now do Deadpool on there, and I love the Deadpool game.
Okay. There we go.
Right, gentlemen, it has been an hour and 15. Are we going to have Alara back, or is she still AFK?
She said she'd be away for 10 minutes, so...
Ah, right. Probably not going to be waiting around for 10 minutes.
No, I'll let her know. We'll send her a message.
Yeah, because I've got some Love Island to watch. Oh no! Oh, did he just say that? Oh no! Do you know what?
I've got some boxes for Orvis to open.
I just hate reality TV this month. I just don't have any time for it. And the missus is like, let's watch Love Island. I was like, no. But I have to watch what she's watching when I go to her house and stuff. So I was sitting there watching it, and I was doing my own thing on my phone and stuff, but then I kept on sort of getting dragged to it. And it's not because it's good TV. It's car crash TV. It's like these people are like horrible shells of people, and, you know, it's just, you can't help but watch it. And I'm just like, why, Matt? Why are you doing it to yourself? But yeah, it's really bad. Yeah.
Of all things Love Island.
I know. I'm disappointed in myself. I've let you down. I've let my family down. I've let Geek Pride down.
Dishonor on you. Dishonor on your cow. Dishonor on your whole family.
Yeah.
Well, all I'm going to be doing is playing Mario Tennis Aces after this, I think. Oh, sorry, Deadpool, then Mario Tennis Aces.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a glass of Urn Brew and ice and go to bed. Yeah. It's hot. I'm tired.
Cool. All right, we will leave it there then. So thank you everybody for joining us. Thanks to Laura for being first time on the podcast. She can't say thank you, so we'll talk to her later. I'm sure she'll be back. Thanks to John, Joe, and Josh for joining us.
Yeah,
thank you.
And thanks everybody, and good night.
Bye.